Monday Night Football was good last night. It's up on the screen right now. Both teams go into the fourth quarter tied up at 20.
Was it good?
Josh Allen.
From the leader that he is.
Thanks, yeah. Dan Campbell.
We'll get to that.
Was it good? Or was
Hold your horses, Dan. We're coming.
Or was it just a bad game that was the only game on?
I thought it was good.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Well, I mean, it just define. What do you define a bad game as? There was definitely offensive fireworks.
One team was 1-4 in the red zone, missed two field goals. The other team.
Yeah, but they had some explosives.
Failed to
Aaron
put
Rodgers
away.
Had over 300 yards passing. Breece Hall goes over 100 on the ground, 50 yards receiving. Dude, he was explosive last night. I do think it bears mentioning, though. Did you hear the Belichick cut from the Manning cast where Belichick is talking about the firing of Robert Saleh? And he said that Woody Johnson basically, he's to blame for all this. Did you happen to hear that?
No. What did it sound like? I think. Roll that back.
That's kind of what it's been there at the Jets. You know, it barely won over 30% in the last 10 years. So, you know, the owner being the owner, just ready, fire, aim.
Oh, yes.
Ready, fire, aim.
Well, you know there's hatred there, right?
Ready, fire, aim.
You know there's hatred there.
Oh, my goodness. As there should be. I mean, he starts off, he goes, you know I'm not a fan of the New York Jets.
But you know why.
Yeah.
Ready, fire, aim.
Because I think I want to make sure people in their car remember that he took that job.
Yeah.
And then goes, you know what? On second thought, I think I'm gonna go hang out with Bob Kraft. He's cooler than Woody Johnson.
Well, I was gonna say that shouldn't invoke any hatred from Bills. I mean, Bill's the one that left.
Well, they sued him.
Yeah, I was gonna say that it's the aftermath of that.
Yeah.
That's the reason, yeah. Bill doesn't like.
But I mean, that's what started.
And to be honest with you, I don't know that I blame him. I don't know that I blame either side.
I don't blame Woody.
I think
Johnson
I would have been in there for 4 days with Woody Johnson, and be like, it's probably not a good idea. Yeah. And for Woody Johnson, I'm like, dude, you can't just walk in here for 4 days.
Yeah,
and then walk out.
I know. I want
to go to our competition.
Yeah,
no, thank you.
He's kind of said, "Hey, you said I do. You gotta say. You gotta like at least like you can't have this thing annulled yet. I don't."
Yeah.
But here's the thing, Bill Belichick had worked there, so he knew Woody Johnson. All right, it wasn't like he just showed up and signed a deal and then he goes, "Oh, 4 days later, I'm out."
Yeah.
They'd been living together for years, and then he decided that once they got married, it wasn't good enough.